Ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We always have a teacher shortage in the Clark County School District. How do we fix it? How do we change what we're doing now? Oh, and by the way, they're going to be talking tonight at the Board of Trustees meeting at CCSD. They're going to be talking about breaking up the district, the AB 469. A guy that's been following this for a lot of years is Kevin Child, former Board of Trustees member. He'll join us in just a couple minutes. So stay where you are. Don't forget, John Kovacs will join us, conservative candidate for Congress in District 3, and also Barack Zilberberg running for governor on the Republican side. We'll talk about that race and a whole lot more. Oh, we'll also talk about upcoming debates. Yeah, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Kash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At the White House, President Biden reaffirms an earlier pledge to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. Bernie Bennett with that story.
President Biden says he'll nominate a black woman to serve on the Supreme Court to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, following through on a key campaign pledge.
And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court. It's long overdue, in my view.
Mr. Biden announced Breyer's retirement during an event with the jurist at the White House, with the president saying he planned to pick a nominee before the end of February. He says he'll rely on input from the Senate before the confirmation process begins. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the Federal Reserve upcoming rate hike, or hikes, will make it more expensive to borrow for a home, among other things.
Home loan rates are historically low at the moment, but they've been rising to levels not seen since early 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic was breaking. The average rate on a 30-year home loan this week is 3.5%. A year ago, it was a lower 2.7%. A 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is 2.8% now. A year ago, it was lower as well, 2.2%. It's been harder for buyers to find a house since long before the pandemic started. Rising prices are making it even harder for home buyers now. I'm Rita Foley.
China demanding the U.S. end what it calls interference in the Beijing Winter Olympics, which begin next week. The foreign ministry says Minister Wang Yi made a demand in the phone call to U.S. Secretary of State Blinken. The U.S. and some of its main allies will not be sending dignitaries to the Games, which began on February 4th, in a protest over China's detention of more than 1 million Uyghur Muslims. Looks like a lower close on Wall Street. The Dow off 7 points, the Nasdaq down 189. More at townhall.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate may be dipping, but hospitalizations are still on the rise and staffing levels remain at a crisis stage. Local health officials say the Omicron variant is now responsible for 99% of the cases in Nevada and 100% of the cases in Clark County. The county's 14-day rolling average dipped 0.7% to 36%. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 34.7, down 0.4%. Statewide, 55.6% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older are vaccinated. More than 70 years after Benny Binion opened the Horseshoe Gambling Hall in downtown Las Vegas, the iconic brand is headed to the Strip. Caesars Entertainment, owners of both the Horseshoe and the World Series of Poker brands, has announced its rebranding Bally's Las Vegas into Horseshoe Las Vegas, where the World Series of Poker is moving this May as it returns to its regular play schedule. Company officials say the rebranding work begins this spring, and it will include new decorations and a multi-million dollar makeover.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort area of the 15. No delays there. You're averaging 55 to 60 between Sunset and Sahara. And lane restrictions slowing things down through the construction zone on Interstate 515 between Maine and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Last hour we talked with Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. We learned that the Clark County School District is going to have a meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Greer Education Center. And there will be a discussion of the school calendar, the police officers' contract between CCSD and the Police Officers Association. And most importantly, and it kind of gets glossed over a little bit, a discussion of the implementation of the CCSD reorganization, better known as AB 469. This is something that was done years ago but was never implemented. And that is a problem because we've got real problems in our schools right now. Joining us now for expert analysis, Kevin Child. He is a former School Board of Trustees member, and he joins us. Kevin, how you been, my friend?
I am absolutely wonderful, Kevin. Thank you for having me on. And first of all, I want to say hello, Mom. I love you.
And by the way, his mom listens to the show all the time, and we like that.
She does. Kevin.
We like that. We like that a lot. Refresh our memories. Tell us what AB 469 was and is.
Okay, so 469 was put forward by Senator Roberson and Assemblyman Gardner. And what they did is...
And this is circa, and just so we know, this is circa, what, 2015, 2016?
2016. That was the legislature when they had it, when they wanted to make sure that they were going to reorganize the school system, and this is what they did. They weren't going to break up the district, but they were going to make sure the money followed the children, which was a good deal because, again, those monies should follow any student. So if I moved from the east side to the west side and I went to another school, my child and their money that right now it's about $15 would go to the school where my child goes if I moved. So it always would go, and that would go into a strategic budget of that school. So that elementary school, middle school, high school. Does that make sense, Kev?
Yeah. But again, this is 2016. This is when Republicans controlled the state Senate, the state assembly, and the governor's office, right?
Correct. So what happened was, so again, school choice, I believe in it, and I pushed a lot of it, and that's why we have magnet schools. When I got on the board, there was only 7 magnet schools. Now we have over 40 magnet schools. Those are school choice. Those, what happens is if, like, you want your kid, like in my district, it was District F, they changed me to D. I had 3 of the top magnet schools in the nation. That was Bracken Elementary School, Cashman Middle School, and Clark High School. So those were run by, and it usually costs about $2 million to set up a magnet school, by the way, Kevin. So that means if you lived in Summerlin, you could apply for a magnet school of your choice, and your child would be able to go. Because if your school was failing in your district, of course you want your kid to be in a better school. Can we agree with that?
Absolutely.
So, again, and they stopped putting magnet schools forward. They've gotten, now they're up to about a $3 billion budget. You have not heard any of these trustees talk about the advancement of magnet schools or how they can, you know, make sure that our kids are learning. It's not about the children. Aaron Phillips was totally right. They're not taking the students, you know, first. And I know Dr. Jarrett, he hasn't put those students first. As much as it's his slogan, he's not doing it based on results, sometimes often harsh, but always fair.
Let me ask you, this AB 469 was passed in, what, 2016, 2017?
2018.
2018. So why hasn't anything been done? The only thing that's been done is principals have been given their own budgets. Parents have a say. They have a vote. And I guess my question is, we passed this thing in 2018, whatever it is. So why are we? Why haven't we done it? Why haven't we broken up the fifth largest school district in the country?
It's not breaking it up, because if you say, you know, we always want to say, well, if you have Henderson schools, you have Las Vegas schools, you have North Las Vegas schools. If you broke up the school district, you are going to have overcrowding in, say, North Las Vegas. You'll have overcrowding in Henderson, and you will have overcrowding in any of the, like, Las Vegas, because they're landlocked. A lot of them already have their strategic budgets and their master plans out. Henderson's short two, like almost 16 schools right now. If you were to break up the school district, where are they going to get that money, and how fast are they going to build these schools, and what are you going to do with the overcrowded schools that are in Henderson if you break up the school district? This is a business decision, and it's got to be, but if the school, again, let's go back to the schools are failing, it goes back to those trustees not hiring the right person to make sure these schools are running right.
So what should we be doing? I mean, if indeed this is unachievable, then why did we pass the bill?
Well, the bill is not about breaking up the school district. It's about making sure the money followed the student so that everybody had a fair shot. And then they weren't taking, and that way what happened was 86% of that money, of that budget money to that child, would go to the school, and the 14% would go to central office. And that's what they wanted to do. They didn't want to have central office have a bigger budget than the schools. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And that's what we did. That's what we implemented. See, a lot of people went for 469 was about breaking up. No, it was always reallocating the money of where it went. And that the parents would have more say-so. Again, you'd have four parents on at a school, like, say, Clark High School, on their school organizational team. You'd have four parents on that board. You'd have four teachers on that board. You'd have a principal on that board. And you'd have two support staff. And they were the people that would sit down there, and they would determine what that, when they got that budget, how many kids were in that school. They had a specific amount of money. And remember, if I say I have 1,000 kids at that school, 86 of the monies that were following that student goes to that school, and they would, the principal and those parents and the teachers and the support staff would say, all right, we have this much money to budget. Where do we put it, and where can we get the most bang for our dollar? So they actually have more say-so with the school. They call them SOTs for short. So, again, they didn't want to break up the district. They wanted to make sure the money went where it was supposed to and where they could make the most decision, and that's putting the parents in charge at these schools or putting them with like-minded people at the schools.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former school board of trustee member. So what should they be talking about tonight when they discuss implementation of AB 469?
Well, as you know, when we talked last time, Dr. Jara took money out of the strategic budget, which is against the law, which was AB 469. And I said, I have not heard, I don't know where the AG's at, or somebody, or the school superintendent of Nevada, or somebody saying anything about it. No one has said, and this is what the school board trustees should be bringing up tonight, because you don't need that much money to run the main office. You do not need. You need to make sure that money is on the ground with those kids. And that's what those school board trustees should be talking about tonight, is making sure that money stays in those schools.
So let me ask you, a lot of us, so do we need to break up the school? Do we need to break up the schools and make four or five different districts out of the fifth largest school district in the country?
No. If you run it right, you shouldn't have any problem. If it's managed right, you shouldn't have any problem. Because remember, if I'm a principal and I get the right amount of money in my school, I should be held accountable for that. And you have to understand is that in the Valley, the Clark County School District, out of Nevada, Las Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas, remember, we have over 68% of our kids in poverty in the inner city. You don't think that's a problem, Kevin? I mean, this is what I've always addressed is if they're going home, we only have them for 6 hours, and they have them at home, and then that child comes in, they're bringing their household to those classrooms. Nobody wants to look at the bigger picture, and that's why I tell you, and thank you for having me on your show, because we can build the bigger picture. We can talk a little bit more about it, and I'll be more than happy to stay on if you want to answer questions to anybody, because, again, we've got to educate the parents. And, again, they hold their paycheck. They hold the dollars for their child, and they should be able to take it anywhere they want. And if they wanted to take it to a private school, they should be able to, those vouchers, they should be able to take it, because if the system is failing, those children should have a better shot of success where their parent wants them. But you have to understand, remember, you have 68% of our parents that are, guess what, in poverty. Do you think they're like, they know where they want their kid to go? They're having a hard time putting meals on the table. And let's get real, and it's really sad, but we need to, and there's got to be other organizations out there that will help these kids out. We don't straighten it out, Kevin. We're in trouble. And it's not about splitting up. It's about using the money wisely.
I want to ask you, I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of leaders in a lot of different areas across our state, and I've asked them all the same question. Is there any groundswell out there for giving parents true school choice? Not something that looks like school choice but really isn't. Not with empowering principals, because that's not breaking up the school district. But essentially giving true school choice to parents. Is there any effort that you know of to raise money to put this thing on the ballot and force the legislature and the teachers union and everybody to get this thing right?
I haven't heard that much. I know Power to Parent, they work their hearts out. But again, you have to have more people. You have to, have, like you say, a groundswell. We've talked to the Clark County Republican Party. We're asking them. They're on board. They're going to start working on, you know, getting parents involved. We're looking at a lot of things. But again, that groundswell hasn't started. And I'm always up for, you know, like I told people, I'll come out to talk to any group. And I will share my ideas. And my thing is make sure that it's about the kids. Because, again, if it's not about the kids, we're lost. And parents put their own 2 cents into it, and they're not educators, but they own their kids, and we want them to have a say-so with their kids. Not like other, like, you know, when I heard the Michigan Democratic Party said the parents shouldn't be involved in the kids' education. Hold on there, Nelly. It ain't happening. You know, it's not their tax dollars. It's the parents' tax dollars. It's all of us that put our tax dollars that own a house or renting or buying something. It's our tax dollars. And they work for, I know they hate to say this, they work for us. And remember, we should hold them to a higher standard because, again, our teachers union is not that they're very workable. But, again, they need to be better with our parents. They need to not, you know, go out there and hurt our children. They need to stop worrying about, you know, I get it. They want to be safe, but the science says put these kids in school and take care of them because if you wash your hands, stay 3 feet away from somebody, put a mask on, which I don't believe in masks because, again, I caught COVID, and you know what? I suffered for almost 3 months, and I still have after effects over it. But anyways, they've scared us to death on certain items, and we've got to stop. We've got to stop this mess. And we've got to educate our kids or we're going to lose. We lost almost 2 years right now educating our kids. Just think, if you were a parent, and I hope you parents, if you have a kindergartner, they were supposed to be last year, they couldn't go. If you had a kindergartner this year, and some of parents are missing that family bond when they bring their kids to school. And remember, we're losing kids to suicide, Kevin. We're losing family members to suicide, all this because of this mess with the public schools. I hope parents start the groundswell. I'll be right along with them because we need parents to wake up. Even if you're a grandma, a grandpa, or whoever you are, and you don't have kids, it still matters in your district, in your community. Because if we have an uneducated workforce, we're not going to have a good community.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Kev, it's always good visiting with you. I really appreciate you joining us and being a part of the show. Again, this Board of Trustees meeting will be 5 p.m. this afternoon, Greer Education Center.
And I heard you last time on the last segment about they changed it. There was three trustees that wanted to change it to 7 o'clock, And then the four trustees that I always bantered with, and they didn't like it. They wanted it at 5 o'clock. I believe that the government works for the people. We don't work for ourselves. I chose to be on that position, and I wanted parents to show up. They should change those meetings back to 7 o'clock at night so parents can actually show up, Kevin.
Hey, Kev, always good to visit with you. Give my best to your mom, would you please?
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
We'll talk again soon. Kevin Child, a former CCSD Board of Trustees member. Coming up at top of the hour, Barack Zilberberg, a Republican candidate for governor, coming off a debate in Reno. There's going to be another one scheduled, I believe, in February for Vegas. And hopefully we'll have more because there are 9 candidates. There are 9 candidates right now. So we'll talk more about that coming up after 2:05. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future. who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach.